I have Dolores from Audio yes. with us and Paul Hopkins yes. downstairs
in the cafe place.
Yeah,
obviously. I'm going to sit around the other side of you.
Hello. It's so nice to actually meet you in person.
It really
Thank
is.
Thank you, Andre. I'm Paul.
That's way too much equipment, these silly things, but that's what I do.
No, but that's what techie people do, don't they?
Or actually, when you hear this, it'll be in stereo.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you going to upload it straight away?
I will.
Oh, that's a really nice piece of equipment. What have you got there?
This is a Fostex. It's a Fostex. You stick the phone in it, and then you connect it to a set of other microphones, and then you can basically use it to record.
Oh, very clever.
So this is like a long time come kind of meeting, isn't it?
It is.
With him and, you know.
Him and me.
Him and then Dolores as well, who you kind of... Andre and I have probably been in touch one with her for years.
Okay.
Just through podcasting and different things, and then...
A long time.
Yeah, yeah. And then Audio Boo came on the scene, and now we're all...
DM'd each other in Audio Boo for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah. Doing accents. Have you seen my hashtag, Incidents of Accents?
This morning on... but I saw your... A message on Twitter to Paul this morning speaking in a Jamaican patois, yeah. And that made me laugh, and I thought them two are up to something, and then I realised you're both obviously friends.
Well, it started off because someone, an acquaintance of mine, and they are only an acquaintance, I left I left a voicemail for my wife, and it was like she wanted me to, and it was like I'm sorry to say that and all that. She's not in at the moment to take a call because she's out on the beach, and having all that malarkey anyway. And she said that this acquaintance said, "I don't understand why a heavily accented Jamaican man is on your voicemail when you two are white working class." So I said, it's an accent. I said, if it had been an Irish accent, you'd have probably gone, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's right.
And she wasn't daring enough to accuse me of being prejudiced or racist, because I'm not, and it's obvious I'm not. So I don't know where she was left to go, but I wanted to reply and say, well, actually, it was my late friend Dikos, and that was the only recording we had of him, and he's gone now, so you made me take it off. But I thought that would be cruel. But I was tempted. So that's been our thing. We kind of brought up a whole conversation about accents and mimicry and is it acceptable, and actually we thought it's a compliment.
It is a compliment. I think if you can do it.
If you can do it, that's the point, I think.
People just complain about nothing because they're lonely.
Actually, that's funny because we were talking yesterday about describing the colour of a person's skin, and it's become so politically correct now, you can't even say if the person's black, brown.
What can you say?
Nobody knows what to say.
Well, even on this boo, I was saying, you know, I don't even know, like, is she Barbadian? Is she, like, Afro-Caribbean? You could make a generic, so you could say Afro-Caribbean, but maybe. But I just don't know, so it wasn't even the furthest thing from my mind. It's just a lovely accent. I love the culture.
Yeah.
You what?
It doesn't even matter.
No. And so I was overanalyzing, but it ended up being, it's turned to good, because Andre said the only thing I was disappointed, because I was asking the question without doing any accents, because I said, you know, just so that my question is a pure question, without any influence in terms of me doing something to try to make you be on one side or the other. And he was the first person to send me a message and say, oh, you know, the only thing I'm disappointed about is I didn't hear you do the accent, you know. So that was how all, and then the whole conversation around accents, and that's how we work Audio Boo into our lives, in just one example.
Right. Are you having problems?
I was.
Is it working?
For some reason, it fell over and the phone, it knocked it out.
Oh, I'm sorry,
see if it's still recording.
My fault.
It's not your fault. Well,
I kind of gave him a sandwich and, yeah.
I just want to finish setting up the table.
Yes,
there.
Dolores.
You have a stand. What are you going to do?
I'm not really going to. I'm just going to leave it there, but I'm going to wander around.
Yeah, it's what you need to probably do. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Actually, it's quiet down here.
Yeah, yeah. This is just where the food.
It's recording all the noise and up and down in volumes. And I found other things. My H1 was set to auto gain, so it's a bit up and down. Do you know what? Never mind.
So
I'm worried anyway, because me and I can't afford that.
That's the thing about Audio Boo, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice and simple. It's snatching that moment.
That's it. So we're going to need to let you go and do your thing for a while, but we will come and see you again.
No, I'm not around. We're going to be with each other and we'll have a good sit down. I'm just going to set that up.
All right, lovely. Lovely to see you. Okay, love. Yeah.
So what did you bring me then? What is this sandwich?
Nice to see you, sweet pea. So that is a Coronation chicken.
Nice.
Is that all right? I don't think it's got egg
in
it.
God, I hope not. All right, man.
That's all right. And then you've got a Coke or juice, orange juice. orange juice, whichever you want. The orange Coke's bigger. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I don't drink Coke.
All right. Oh, okay. Cool. So the Coke's for me then.
I bought a pleat. And I realised actually when I took my phone out of my case.
Two fruitcakes.
I broke the case.
Oh no. Hang on a minute. Let me get you a plate, mate. There you go.
The cake is
in front of you. No, I've got.
But me eat
chocolate cake. Okay, we have the fruitcake.
I did all right, man. You will enjoy it.
I will.
You will enjoy it.
All right. Oh, I'm excited. It's really good because this is like,
yes.
This is part of my job. Part
Isn't
of my
great,
job
though?
Is to sit and meet you and people and just.
You can't really fault that, can
you?
No.
That's why they want me to be involved in this way.
So
I can,
cool because this is all going up in stereo.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Stereo.
It's very exciting. Yeah, I should do the kind of thing that all VI people do.
Oh, yeah, I heard that recently.
People do, don't they? It's like, why do you do that? Because I like it. Yeah, exactly. Are you using that, what do you call it, that reactive, is it called?
Impactor. Impactor's awesome.
It is. I've found it, I've not quite got the accessibility thing sorted out with it just yet. I'm not getting it. And I think my phone's slowing down, being the 4 and not the 4S or the 5.
Oh, you need a 4S or 5. This sandwich is a bit alright, as it goes.
Cool, mate. Oh. This is something that doesn't come across on audio. And you tell me if you're getting this as well, but you get to a point with someone, so now I've met you, and then you keep wanting to say something because there's an atmosphere that goes, oh my God, I've actually met this guy, and you're just soaking it up and you're really chuffed that you're there.
Right,
but you can't describe that on audio, and you can't keep saying, it's so nice to see you, because it doesn't mean anything to the listeners after a while. But if you know that feeling when you're in someone's presence at last and you think, there is a soaking it up thing, and I think that's what I'm trying to convey to people listening.
They
only get it when you actually are in that situation yourself. But I'm trying to sort of, for the purposes of audio, just kind of describe it, because otherwise you just keep coming out with like, I can't believe what you finally met.
I think one of the first podcasts I heard was you and Sally a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I think I commented to you about it. It was on BCT.
Oh man, that was the early days of my editing. I was still learning SoundForge.
It was on BCT, I think.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I did a fair few
on
there.
It kept me interested, man. I listened the whole Sunday morning. It was great.
I wonder what that one was. I think some of my first ones were... my dad's... he was 60 then. It was his 60th birthday. And we all went up to Scotland for the weekend because he'd always wanted to go to Scotland and never been. And but we ended up going to Loch Ness. I did that whole thing about is it real, is it? And honestly, the boat was equipped with every kind of gadget you could ever think of, and I just think it's bull. But they obviously, it's worth them investing in.
Awesome. I travel with everything.
No, but I mean, on the boat, this guy had like radar, and every question you asked, he had an answer for. So I'm saying, well, what about semi-submersibles? What about infrared? What about this? Oh, you know, well, the water down there, it's really difficult because it's all murky. And, everything, and dirty, and things bounce off each other, and there's all caves and a whole complicated system down there, and so you'll never be able to find out for sure if you've actually covered the whole of the seabed, the loch bed, and it was all... And so creating this whole mystery, and there was, like, a couple, like, oh, that's absolutely fantastic, I can't believe it, oh, really? And totally, like, you are some weird convert. And then my brother going, just bollocks, you know, whatever, you're talking absolute, sorry, boo. But, you know, you're talking absolute tosh. And that's my brother. And that's the mildest of what he says. But, yeah, and it was all going like that. And it was just, I remember capturing that. And it was, I think that was one of the best, early best booze podcasts.
But, you get so much when you don't intend to. That's great.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But you, again, I mean, I think that must be like 2000 and... 4 or 5, maybe 6.
Yep.
6 at the latest. So that was when you started doing, and I remember hearing with your dad doing the steel drums with the jazz.
Yeah, I posted a gig.
Yeah, that was all absolutely amazing.
That gig, man, just was great from start to finish.
And then you must have got together with Kirsta maybe.
Not, it was 07, it was.
Yeah, because I remember a couple of podcasts where you could start to hear her in the equation, and you know, where you would record things in your house. I think you did something where you were swiveling around on your chair, and you were getting, you really do that. You really capture quite interesting stereo moments, don't you?
So, very
much. Yeah. So, and then obviously some of your, I think you have a better sound suite than I do. You seem to have collected a better quality of sounds. I need to still do that, but I always remember that about you. And then of course your music and the fact that you give so much of the music out to people's use and stuff, which is,
man, music is got to be done, because
things, you do it so much that people, you would almost think, why are you doing that? But you know, and I've always held on to that. I've always thought, yeah, he's actually kind of a kindred spirit, really, just have that kind of innate kindness, you know, where you would just do that. So not just it's one thing for it to be your music, but then to share it to someone and say, well, look, you know, as long as you tell me what you're using it for.
Yeah.
It's,
because I just think it should be shared, you know?
Yeah.
If I don't share it, it's going to sit at home on my drive and do nothing.
Mm.
And I can't really tolerate the thought of that, to be honest.
You don't like waste?
No.
Mm. Yeah. Which is a great attribute, but in a way, you know, to actually sit there and create something that you're going to give away. I mean, it's very much, I think those few people are fewer and farther between than you would think.
Sadly, yes.
But yeah, I must admit, I'm of the same kind of ilk. But yeah, so yeah, you get, so it's like you go back quite a long way, but just never having met before. So, and it's always that thing with the VR community that you always know someone that knows someone. So, you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm never surprised anymore when I say, oh yeah.
It's a bit difficult, isn't it, to be
tweeting with so and so, and there's always the connection. Yeah, your arguments, your discourse always interests me as well, because you're quite what you think, aren't you?
Yeah,
but often it's like, you know, you can put your point across really well as well, which I've always enjoyed.
I try because you know, it just has to be said sometimes.
Mm.
17 minutes and 52 seconds left on the recording.
All right.
Make it worth it.
Make it worth it. So, well, what do you know about here? Have you seen anything yet?
I was at Human West Stand first off, and I was with Martin Roberts, and he was showing me the Brilliant, and we paired it with my iPad, and that was so very cool.
Oh, you like that?
I've never seen a Braille display paired with an iDevice.
Okay, were you looking at the Braille notes, not the... There's a Braille pen, isn't there?
No, I didn't really do that. I just went there because he was there, and he must have heard me talking, and actually he approached me.
Okay.
I have a bit of a recording of that, and I then went to Barclays, and basically that's been my morning.
Yeah, I've got to do Barclays.
It's been a very everywhere I've been has taken a long time to get.
This is a trip. I've just
it's a trip, man. It's great.
For the first, well, I've told you, I've now I was with guide dogs for nearly an hour, and that's been a bit of an epiphany, really, because I've never been against having a guide dog at all.
Yeah.
But I always thought
I'm not really
sure that I should
myself.
Yeah.
So it's not that, you know.
Mm.
But I just don't personally see the need or want.
Mm.
That's all it boils down to as such.
Mm. Well, not only did I sort of get it and really think, you know what, this would work, but they really did, you know, and they said, and I will. I'd like to do things properly, and I will be an advocate for them, because.
Mm.
I think in my work, you know, you learn not to be too political. You can't really be.
You know,
you can't say, oh, well, they're doing this and someone's trying. I mean, things will get taken over. Things do change, and it's not. I don't agree with a lot of it, but at the end of the day, they are training guide dogs to work with people, and it's a very human dog animal interaction-y incredible thing they do, you know, and I think that's fair. And
no, you're right, it is.
Sometimes you have to just stand back and go, do you know what, that's freaking amazing. And I did today, you know, some dog that I'd never met before was like taking me around places, and like
that's kind of the selling point, isn't it?
Oh god, yeah. But not, it's innate though, you know, they know your every, like even that dog very early on was getting me. You know, and there were times when, because they're trying to shelter you at times, you know, to stop you from bumping into things or to stop you, people who are in the way. But there were times when it was actually deliberately, the dog was leaning into me to say, oh, I'm here, mate, you know. And it was just like, I thought, that's right. I have found out loads.
That's what people do, really, I guess, love their dogs.
I have found out loads today. And he was saying already he was looking at me, the dog was, if to, like looking out for me rather than looking out for the guy. Because he's got this particular guy, dog Delphi, actually goes, that's his job. He like works with lots of people as a sort of an introduction to having a guide dog, you know. So yeah. He comes to all the exhibitions and whatnot. So he's used to working with different people. And he like looks at you for certain things and I don't know, things like lift buttons, even things like that, finding lift doors, obviously.
Yeah.
Turning you around in the lift.
Are
so
you,
that
recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would really like you to come and... could you bring your phone and show this gentleman?
Yes, sure.
If I bring him over to you and then you sell it to me.
That would be good, because my laptop's here.
Yeah, I'm going to stay here for a bit.
Enjoy any food.
So, yeah, no, just to finish... I mean, there were so many innate things that I've picked up and I've actually recorded it all because I can't remember some of them, so it would go up
into
good.
What do you record with?
At the moment... Literally just recording in mono on my phone because it was getting a bit messy. The Tascam's not great.
I've just brought someone over.
Hello.
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 Sit, there's a chair there.
Have you found...
Excellent.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I was going to try and describe what the app looks like on the phone, but obviously you've got a screen with the buttons. Yeah. See, I'm all brand new to this VR world. I'm learning as well, actually.
Well, I can turn the screen on. Oh, it was on already.
What's your name?
John.
John hasn't got a smartphone at the moment, so I'm just
trying...
You
got a chair? Say a chair.
Oh, I'm
there's one here. I can move around, actually.
No, you stay there. You sit there.
Don't we like you in the middle?
Here I am.
That's it. It gets
there's no service down here.
Oh, no, it's
no,
crap.
There isn't.
So I'll
have to
upload
this when I go back upstairs.
What are you trying to find out? Sorry, Liv.
Well, no, I'm describing the app and how we use it on the smartphone.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, because John doesn't have an iPhone, and I...
No.
Yeah.
So maybe if you could explain how you use Andre's blind as well, obviously. Could you explain to John how you use audio blue on your phone and maybe let him feel the screen? Because I know you've got...
You've got the dots on yours, haven't you, Andre?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be trying to sell you one as well.
Okay, go for it, though. So he's, over this way.
Right, well, here's a good, I guess this will be the end of it because I have to take the phone out of
the
device.
Oh, okay.
Hello, are you from audio? Yes. I am. I was very keen to see you. Laura, isn't it? Right, hello. Find me on there as Harold.
So in the time that we've been away, just a few minutes, we've got Andre teaching John how to use the iPhone for the first time and looking at Audio Boo, and we've got Angus over here talking to Dolores about the finer detail of Audio Boo, and so there is a whole conversation going on. It's good.
That's very good.
Just listen to it a second.
It doesn't actually matter.
Again, no,
but this is the way it would be.
And then that's what I was thought. Because when I used to do my journalism, you're doing recording, you're not really listening, you're just listening to the levels, making sure you're not hopping and all the rest of it. But I used to go home at night and then I'd have what I call my second day.
You see,
it's
all personal preference, though. You can do it any way you
like.
But because touchscreen is
really
the big thing now,
okay, we'll leave that for a second.
Yeah.
And you will have a bad time.
Yeah.
But I do